Nerd Soul.
Woo! Yo, late ill kid at one. Yes, holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, all year, coming with another wonderful episode of... That's right. Nerd Soul Gaming, chilling. We are here on some Division 2. And we got some superpowered lists. I'm here with my man Kaiser. Say what's up.
Yo, what up?
Yo, man, we got the superpowered list. Shouts out to at Randy SO72Fizive. We are here holding it down, keeping the streets of DC safe. I guess we're in DC. I don't know where we at.
Yeah, we're in DC. It's just trashy.
I don't know where we at, man. We in some kind of war zone. This is what it could look like if people don't stay inside. And protect
pretty much, yeah.
So
that's pretty much the Tom Clancy premise.
So with that said, let's get to a nice little list. What we got up on deck?
Oh yeah, over here.
Oh wait.
Yeah.
Hold on. Alright, cool. Hold on. Alright, what we got on deck?
Alright, this list is the gray and the gray heroes, I guess. You got Steel from Superman.
Alright.
You got Silver Surfer, who's actually silver, not gray, but we'll go with it. War Machine. And then we got Captain Atom.
Alright. Let's see. Who do we this is a tough one. I'm gonna say War Machine takes Steel.
Okay.
I'm gonna say War Machine takes Steel. I think it makes sense. I don't want it to go down that way. I know he got like powers. I mean, well, not power, but I know he got like his technological gear up. But I feel like you know. Oh snap! Oh, he got me too. I got trying to stem the bleeding. Snap.
Are you about to die?
I'm gonna die. I died.
Alright.
I'm dead.
We coming back. We gonna come back.
How we gonna be back?
But yeah, just respond, I can see War Machine just dumping mad ammunition on everybody. On Steel.
Yeah, it just makes sense. It just makes sense.
I honestly don't know the extent of Steel's powers.
I will
side with War Machine.
Yeah. It's just.
Oh, did you respond?
Hold on, let me get my response. Alright, let me see. Going to respawn. No. It's not letting me respawn up. Oh, hold up. Yeah, I see where you at.
Alright, respond to where I'm at. If you can. Or near me where that green flag is.
Yeah. It's only giving me the option of the... Alright, here we go. Boom. There we go. I must have... Had to get that hit right on the exact, you know what I'm saying, section. But anyway.
Right.
Steel, you know what I'm saying, he has the metal that's like, you know, sort of impervious.
Right.
So you got the metal. He can fly with the boots or whatever. What is it? He's got the boots. He can fly with those. He's got the hammer that's got like, you know, sort of a faceted weapons or whatever. So it's, you know, he's definitely got some skills. He can fly. Well, with the assistance of like the technology. So I mean,
right.
It's not that I'm dissing him. It's just that I'm like, I don't know if he can take War Machine like that.
Right.
So I'm a have to rock with War Machine
with the that. Roadie.
I'm a have to rock with War Machine on that piece. Who would be a good matchup for War Machine after that?
Because I'm also incredibly familiar with Captain Atom. So you might have to school me on that.
See, Captain Atom is probably who... Well, okay, I'll say this. Captain Atom, in my opinion, easily takes down War Machine. I don't think War Machine... I mean, dude has power of a split atom. Like, he's got the radiation.
Oh, well, yeah, the amount of power
is just crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just the amount of power is just crazy, and I don't think War Machine can handle him. I don't think War Machine... Like, if he wanted to, like, do a rushdown or something like that, I don't think War Machine could, you know, just handle a barrage of just, like, you know, that much power. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, I'd have to say, you lip it on him. Captain Atom easily takes War Machine. I don't think it's hard for him whatsoever.
No doubt.
But then you got
what's that fight? What's the fight with Silver Surfer looking like?
That's rough. Because Silver Surfer is one of those people that have those kind of like not particularly well defined powers, meaning like
Silver Surfer can kind of magic, but it's like cosmic.
Yeah, it's like cosmic. Dude is, he can essentially sort of do a lot. I mean, the speed, the agility, the power. I don't know if this is tough. To be on the safe side, because when it comes to cosmic powers, things get weird. I'm gonna say Silver Surfer takes Captain Atom.
Okay.
Those powers are too. They're just.
Is it when too you're vague? Dealing
with cosmic level stuff, it just gets weird.
Yeah.
It gets weird and astronomical, if you will.
Like, writers can pretty much just like write them however they want, pretty much.
Yeah, and the dude's not weak at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude's definitely got it in spades when it comes to like speed, agility, strength.
He got those.
And then also like the knowledge and the experience of like other fights and other cultures, stuff that just a regular sort of soldier doesn't have or get. Captain Atom can sort of go toe to toe with Superman, but. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put him above Superman, so right. I'd have to say that, yeah, no way. Silver Surfer takes him easily. Like, oh snap, that was nice. Oh snap, is he trying to take a brother out? Let's see, let's hold over behind here real quick. But yeah, so.
Oh snap.
Steel, or War Machine takes Steel. Mm-hmm. Captain Atom takes War Machine. And then I think your boy, Silver Surfer takes the one, the only Captain Atom.
Right.
And Captain Atom is straight Wizak compared to, someone of like Silver Surfer stature. I don't see it happening. Oh no, they ain't gonna try to. So you gonna try to take a brother down? So, it just took a brother out like that. Let's see what. Where am I gonna go? Right here.
I got you.
Where you responding at?
Oh, you got I didn't me? Die. Oh, what? Nope, I'm about to die.
Oh, word. Oh, I'm back. Oh,
but now
oh,
I'm down. Oh, just go back in the alleyway real quick.
I can't. Here I go. Oh, snap. They're trying to take a brother down. Oh, and now I'm down. Oh,
so, yeah.
Oh, they're shooting me. Oh, man. I can't stem the bleeding. Oh, it's too much. Oh,
you got to give up.
Snap. All right, I give up. And let's see, what do we have today? We've got the Hulk. We've got Superman. We have got, of course, One Punch Man and Goku. So we're going to do it a little something like this. We're going to roll with Hulk versus Superman first. Who I think Hulk and Superman has been kind of like, you know, placed against each other before, you know, in the comics. That's not, you know, not like out of the ordinary to see. But I think I'm gonna give this one. I think I'm gonna give this one to the one and only Clark Kent. I think Clark takes this. I think Clark takes this kind of easy as well. Like, not to diss Bruce, but Bruce or not, you're still, you know, you're dealing with Superman, who we've seen do just his power level has been crazy, and on top of having a crazy power level, man, like, don't sleep. Like, he's had tons of powers that, you know, have been added throughout the years. And since we're not talking about someone like, you know, since we're not talking about someone like a Mortal Hulk or something like that, we're just talking about regular Hulk. Maybe like even Red Hulk. Just regular old Hulk. I think the fight goes long, but I don't think it ends up going to your boy. I don't think Bruce can handle. I don't see Bruce really being able to last long against Cal. I mean, and I could be tripping, you know what I'm saying? But I say Cal takes that. On top of Cal taking out the Hulk, I think Kyle's next mission would probably be against Goku. Yeah, I guess I can see that. And of course, this is another one that's kind of gone on, you know, tons of times. Like, who would win basically between you know, Goku, Superman? Honestly, to me, I don't see that as a competition whatsoever. I'm sorry. I think Superman, even though they're both aliens, I don't think Superman has the fisticuffs or the strength to really deal with someone like Goku. We don't see Superman train to the extent that Goku does, and also having the fighting skills that, you know, we see, he's just not there. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's there. And not to diss him, but he's just not there. He's not on his level. And I think it's almost unfair to kind of, I think it's unfair to even kind of
bring up his name in the same setting. Oh man, it was just funny. But yes, I just don't see Cal being able to hang with Goku. It seems like a waste. You know what I mean? It seems like a wasted move. Even for Goku, it seems like light work training. It seems like something that, like, you know, he could easily handle without even trying to work hard. And that's just real, son. I don't see. Yeah, Goku easily takes your boy. Not even a threat, really. I see the Superman joint going down, like kind of one of those first round knockout things. I don't think Cal can handle him. Now the final battle, which would be, oh snap, they're trying to take a brother down. The final battle, which would be One Punch Man versus Goku, is kind of one of those like, oh well, we're not sure how that would roll, but I'm like, I think we kind of do. Here's why. Like, yes, we got One Punch Man, you got Saitama, who, you know, does, you know, he's fought like mad ill aliens before, but I don't think Saitama has really proven, you know what I'm saying? We saw him, you know, fight a couple of foes kind of in his kind of universe, a couple of aliens, but we never really saw him go interdimensional. And lastly, we never saw him do anything like going Ultra Instinct. You know, he ran a lot, you know what I'm saying? But we didn't, we didn't see him do anything that would, you know, kind of lead you to believe that, oh, like, this dude, you know, this dude is untouchable. Like, Goku is on another level, especially after the Ultra Instinct, man. It's, yeah, he's untouchable level now. It's, you know, I don't see Saitama being able to mess with a Ultra Instinct Goku. He's ascended to another level. And I know that sounds weird, but he has. It's like almost not even fair anymore. If this battle even decides to go like long, you know, for any reason, it's, you know, Goku gets angry, you know, it goes long, you know, he goes Super Saiyan God level, then he goes to Ultra Instinct. Come on, man, like, let's be for real. I don't see anybody being able to hang with, you know, with someone that dope. You know what I'm saying? Saitama, anybody really. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dude is just on another level. And I think after seeing that, you know, we also have a show like One Punch Man that doesn't have the longevity to really let us know whether or not he would have been stronger, would have been better, would have been cooler, or what have you. We gotta give it to Goku, man. We haven't seen, I mean, Saitama's, you know, sort of untested, you know, for better for worse. And I don't see, yeah, that Ultra Instinct, man, I don't think he could deal with the Ultra Instinct. The Ultra Instinct is that X factor that I don't think any character in this lineup has. And after seeing where a dude can like walk through, like basically walk right past Jiren and Jiren get like a 60 hit combo, like bruh, there's stuff that even like gods aren't able to pull off. Like you gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta respect that. You know what I'm saying? You gotta respect his steez and give him, you know what I'm saying? You gotta give him his proper due. So between Superman, between Hulk, I give that joint to Superman. Between Superman and Goku, easily give it to Goku. And between Saitama and Goku, I give that joint to, yeah, I think I give that joint to Goku. Saitama, I think, is not ready for a challenge like this. And I think that he is way out of his depth. And I think that he ends up looking stupid for even trying, especially once we get into the, you know, the level of hey, this is Ultra Instinct. So yeah, that's where I'm gonna put it. Goku, he's untouchable. This is Goku, he's that dude, he can't be touched. And yeah, y'all best to recognize. Oh man, so guys, holler at me, I'm gonna holler at you. Down in the comments, let's talk. Like, yo, who do you think takes this? I mean, if you don't have Goku, I don't know why you don't. But I mean, hey, everybody's entitled to, you know what I'm saying, to their opinion. You know what I'm saying? Even though my breakdown, you know what I'm saying, I gotta give it to, you know, to your boy Goku. But if you like, hey, I know someone else can do it, I think they can handle it. I'm not sure, but you know what I'm saying? I'm willing to hear your side. So of course, like I said, holler at me down in the comments. NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere in them streets. Holler at the kid. And let's see if we can make this last thing work. They're trying to take me out. Oh, just a little bit more. Kitty Megan. Oh, yes, that's right. Let's spray paint this up. Let's finish it up for the people, yo. All right, let's do this. Nice. Bring it back. Oh, snap. Throw it on them. Yes. Oh, snap. Hold up. Let's start it over again. Here we go. Let's do this one. Yes. That's right. Down back. What? Full circle and a half circle back? What you know about that? Is that it? I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, brother ran out of that. Fresh cans, boy. It's tough out there. Can a brother get a can? Get a health can, but can a brother get a can? Dang, that mean I'm gonna have to go get a can. I don't wanna go get a can. Let's see. Trying to take a brother out, but don't worry about that. Do we have cans here? Let's see. Hold on. They tried to take a brother out. All right. Let's just escape real quick. Let's do a wag. But let's. Let's see where we at. Oh, hold on. No. Oh. Took me down. Let's see. If I had Goku strength, I wouldn't have to worry about this. You know what I'm saying? Would have just broke the truck. Oh, run, fool. Run crazy. All right, here we go. Let's see if we can get a can or two. All right, hold on. Let's get some of these cans. All right, word. Let's see what we can get done in these last couple of seconds. There's only 62 seconds left, guys. Oh, snap. All right, and I don't even know. Let's see if we can. Let's see what we got up here. All right, here we go. No, I don't want to go down there. I don't want to go down there either. All right, cool, cool. I do kind of need to stock up on these, so I ain't super mad at that. man, so we are here getting our quarantine game on. You know what I'm saying? Living and loving. We got a superpower list to get through. So without further ado, Kaiser, what we got on them superpower lists?
All right. Here's one that's a little bit close to my heart. We got some street vigilantes.
Ooh.
This one, I'm going to be biased on this list a little bit. But we're going to start off with Nightwing.
Mm-hmm.
Daredevil.
All right.
Black Widow.
All right.
And Huntress.
All right. So we got Nightwing, Daredevil, Huntress, and who else?
Black Widow.
Mm.
So, you know, some street level skills.
This is tough.
So who you want to put up first in a fight?
Let's say Huntress and Black Widow.
Okay.
I think
Black Widow takes that.
Yeah, I think Black Widow takes that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think Huntress can't really, I don't see.
Nah. Nah, she been like an assassin, spy. It's not gonna work out well.
Yeah, I don't see her rolling through like that.
She ain't ready for that work.
Nah, not at all. I don't see her as being able to. I love to give Huntress some love, but I don't think she got what it takes. Oh snap! Oh man, brother! Oh don't be trying to crawl and hurt me! Oh no! Oh snap! Oh.
I got you.
All right, where?
Oh, snap.
Thank you, sir. Oh, snap. Oh, hold up. I gotta keep climbing. So, Black Widow takes Huntress. This is a tough one. Daredevil and Nightwing.
See, Daredevil got the instincts, but like I said, I'm being biased on this because Dick holds a special place in my heart, you know, as being like the first son of the Bat family, first of all.
Yeah, I love Batman. And being a better Batman than Bruce.
There's some controversy behind that. a lot of people have said that, but he's never really wanted to be Batman.
Yeah, you know, but that's what
he had to become Batman.
Oh, snap. But you know what I'm saying? Like, once he became Batman, you could tell, you know what I'm saying? Like, this dude is better.
I like him as his own thing, though. You know what I'm saying?
Not saying that I want him to be Batman, but just saying,
right?
This guy has surpassed his master. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm down.
And since he has surpassed his master, then the question comes: do I think that Daredevil can be Batman?
Hmm.
Because
Dick has been trained by Batman to seek out weaknesses, play on them, and use them to his advantage. Not to say that Daredevil necessarily has weaknesses, but maybe his strength is also his greatest weakness.
Yeah.
So, like, I could see Dick being like, you know what? Oh, he can sense me? I'm going to throw, like, scatter, like, noise grenades or something like that, dampening Daredevil's ability to be able to like sense where he's at. And then all of a sudden Dick is like a master acrobat god doing mad flips, kicking, you know, Daredevil in the head and everything. I'm gonna side with Nightwing. That's my choice, obviously.
Yeah, Nightwing. Yeah, I'd have to say it. Nightwing takes Daredevil. And then we're left with do I think Black Widow could be Batman? I think that could happen?
Maybe we should have had Black Widow fight Daredevil.
I mean, you still come out with the same.
She's still gonna come out with the L, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like, do I think Black Widow can be Batman? That would be a no.
That's a definite no.
That's a super no. No, 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 no. That would be a super no.
Dick is walking away with all the dubs.
Yeah. So this list goes to Nightwing. I think, not surprisingly, you know what I'm saying? Not surprisingly.
Nah, I saw that list and I was like, nah, this is Dick. But then again, I'm biased. So, you know, I got to look at it.
Don't get me wrong. I got love for, you know what I'm saying? I got love for, Daredevil. And I think
I think Daredevil
might be the best option.
Oh, out of the list? Yeah, definitely to fight Dick. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't, you know, I don't. I can't give it to Daredevil.
Yeah.
I can't even try to give it to him.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, speaking of give it to him, I'm about to give it to these dudes over here. You know what I'm saying? Acting like they want it. Oh, snap. Oh,
Are they Russians?
Oh, what you know about this, though? Oh, up in your face. You better run. I'll shoot you right up in your buttocks. Oh, man. So, guys, that is the superpower list for right now. We got, you know what I'm saying? We had, you know, Daredevil. He tried to come through. It was like, nah, bro. Then we had, you know what I'm saying? We had a, we had Daredevil come through. It was kind of like, all right. And then, you know, we had Black Widow taking out Huntress. It was like, all right, worry. But
yep.
Unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to that Nightwing, man, cats don't want it. Cats don't want that Nightwing. You know what I'm saying? Nightwing is might be one of my favorite vigilante characters because of the glow up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's had a significant glow up that I can respect. And he's gotten a lot of female action while doing it.
Oh, he does. So, you know, the ladies love Nightwing.
They call him Dick for a reason.
guys, holler at us. We're going to holler at you down in the comments. Also, shout at me. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple folks that want me to play fighters. I don't have fighters yet, but, I mean, you can whoop up on me. I might be able to whoop up on you. But, holler at me. See what y'all playing. Maybe I can jump in the game or something and get something popping. So, from us to you, Kaiser, say peace.
Peace.